So you think you'd like to try some chastity? Well, you're in the right place, darling. You are surrounded by professional dominatrixes. And if there's one thing we know, it's, you know, locking your dick up. Don't worry. You're in good hands. We'll take perfect care of you. There's a few tips and tricks for, of course, measuring to find out what size chastity device you're going to need. Start when you are completely flaccid and take measurements across a couple of days and do the average, because you want your chastity device to only allow your cock to get just a little bit hard. Half a chub in your chastity device is going to hurt a whole lot and be really uncomfortable. And it also means that the device is so loose, it's probably going to fall off when you're not hard. You want it to stay on. You don't want it to rub or pinch. You just want your device to fit properly. Now, once you've got a device and you've got it on, you might think that it would be a fun and wonderful idea to tease yourself. And it is. Oh, it really is. But maybe wait until you're really used to having the device on. It's going to be hard enough. Pun very much intended. It's going to be hard enough just dealing with the fact that now you're wearing a chastity device. Adding teasing games when you're brand new to the practice? Maybe not the smartest plan you've come up with. You will want to be able to take your device off so you can clean it and clean yourself. You may discover, if you've been edging and teasing yourself and driving yourself a little crazy, that it's difficult to get your chastity device to go back on again, and that having teased yourself and made yourself excessively horny while in chastity, the device doesn't fit as well immediately afterwards. This is because you were a dumbass and started playing with yourself. Don't do that. If a chastity device that used to fit no longer fits comfortably, don't put it back on. Wait. Any swelling or inflammation of your genitals needs to go away completely before you try wearing your chastity device again. If you've managed to give yourself a bruise on your dick or your scrotum, you should definitely call me so that I can laugh at you. Because it means you locked yourself in chastity and then played with yourself until you managed to bruise it. Good job, bud. No, really, you should definitely call. Oh, you poor thing with your bruised penis. You should check out my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or call 800-601-7259. You should definitely ask for Harper. You should tell me that you would like to try chastity. And if you've bruised your dick, lead with that. I need a good laugh.